Biggs. Biggs Time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs Time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs. Biggs Time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs. Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long-time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Big Zay!
Good afternoon, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you know, we're
it's not
kind
morning
of
here, or it's morning there.
Well, it's morning, but he's being polite to us,
thank
and
you,
we
Brad. Thank you,
we
Brad.
Are just a bunch of uncivilized mopes hanging around the fine city of Chicago. Well, la di da, someone's having tea with the queen.
Yeah, it's we're a long ways from downtown London, where the Bears are practicing, guys. But we just pulled up, and they're actually going to have a walkthrough today. But we're going to hear from the general manager, Ryan Poles, here in a little bit.
How was the trip? Set the scene. What are you looking at?
We're in the countryside. The trip was great. But we are out. The Bears are staying in the north of the city.
Right.
Significantly north of the city. Probably an hour and a half ride to get here.
Wow.
This morning, this afternoon, whatever it is here now.
And is there a fox hunt or something? Why are you out in the country?
They are at a place where they've got some practice fields they can use right here. So they're not going to have to leave the grounds of the resort property to actually hold practice. But they will have to travel a distance on Sunday to get into the city to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Right.
So, Brad, in terms of the football game on Sunday in preparation for it, any clarity yet on the status of Tevin Jenkins and or Jaquan Brisker?
No, not yet. We'll hear from Matt Eberflus later this afternoon after the walkthrough. You know, Tevin Jenkins, I saw him leave the stadium, guys, after the game Sunday, and no walking boot. Looked like he was moving okay. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we get some clarity later today. In terms of Jaquan Brisker, that would seem to be a stretch to me that he'd have a concussion and be able to fly over later in the week. I wouldn't rule it out, but that would seem to be a stretch.
Who will start in his place?
My guess is Elijah Hicks.
Yeah.
But either him or Jonathan Owens. I thought Hicks was kind of the first man up during training camp, but maybe that shifts.
So, Brad, going through traveling, getting used to, still adjusting to the time difference and the jet lag, how do you feel now that you're there and now you're getting ready to talk to the Bears and how they have adjusted and adapted after a day off a Tuesday in London? And how do you feel about the fact they're leaving early and certainly the Jaguars are not?
Yeah, I mean, I think if they were able to stay up decent amount after they got off the plane yesterday and you get some sleep, I think they're going to be adjusted here pretty quickly. They're not having a full practice today like they would normally have on a Wednesday. It's just a walkthrough today. But then everything else the rest of the week will be business as usual for them starting tomorrow in terms of practices, meetings, all of that. So I think certainly well in advance of Sunday, the body clocks are going to be adjusted and where they need to be.
Yeah, it's being there as early as they are, I think they'll be fine with that stuff. I'm curious when you think about, and I know that Jacksonville has a doubleheader. They play this week and next week in London. Do you think that goes into their thinking in terms of as late as they're leaving? Because they were scheduled to leave on Thursday, but they may well leave now given the hurricane.
Yeah, and Jacksonville does this every year. Jacksonville played on back-to-back weeks here last season. So I think that organization, even over some regime changes the last couple of years, they've got a feel for, you know, what's worked for them, how they want to do that. They probably don't want to spend a full 2 weeks here, but yeah, the idea of getting out of Florida a little bit early is probably a good one.
Because the offensive line remains in such a state of flux, Brad, how does Ryan Bates fit into the equation whenever he's really ready to be considered for a bigger role? And is he practicing this week?
No, I'd be stunned if they started the return to practice designation for him this week, because there's a bye next week. You can't pause the clock once you start it.
Okay.
How he fits in, I would guess it's going to take at least 2 weeks of practice to get him into a position where they could consider putting him on the roster, right? Because remember back, he missed a good chunk of camp before the start of the regular season. Like, he had only practiced a couple days, played in the opener, then goes to IR. So I think it's going to take some practice time to get him back up to speed. How he fits in is going to depend on a number of things, the health of the other people involved. Tevin Jenkins, what are they going to do with the guard position? Does Bill Murray fit in? Does he get more playing time? How's Coleman Shelton, the center, playing? So there's just a lot of questions and moving parts, but I think that's something you begin to evaluate as you get a little bit closer to that Washington Commanders game at the end of the month, and perhaps beyond that, the New England game or the Arizona game.
You know, it's interesting because they do have guys coming back. You mentioned Ryan Bates because of Tevin Jenkins, the uncertainty. Do you have any idea how pleased they are with their offensive line? How many moves they might be plotting, or you know, is there a chance they could trade for someone? We've seen him make some big trades at the deadline before. Is there any idea if it's getting better and they feel good about it? You know, I thought Bill Murray played well. I don't know, though. I don't know what their thinking is.
Yeah, well, I think you feel like the line certainly played better the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got to look at who they played, right? A couple of defenses that are really struggling in terms of the Rams and the Panthers, and I think that's part of the evaluation. So they're going to have to balance and consider and weigh continuity versus who can make them better, and they're going to have more time on task. In terms of a move at the trade deadline, I don't see another team putting some frontline starter on the O-line out on the market. And if you're not trading for one of those guys, I don't see the benefit in trading for some guy that's a stopgap measure. They've got some good draft capital for next year. I get questions in the mailbag every week, like, what's Ryan Poles going to do with the trade deadline this year? And it's like a 13-year-old with a $20 bill in his pocket. People are just desperate to spend it as fast as they can. And I don't know that he's a buyer this year. First of all, where do they have needs? Well, yeah, the offensive line's a clear need right now, but you can't invent some player that's available if he's not there. So that it just seems unlikely to me that there's a big trade there for the O-line. I you know, if you've got good offensive linemen, you're not trading them.
It's not related to the Bears, Brad, but what were your thoughts on Robert Saleh getting fired? And do you think that will make other teams who might be considering a change more empowered to fire their coach in season?
I don't think following the Jets' lead is something a lot of teams are interested in doing. A little surprising that it was this early, but it's the Jets, and it's, you know, you look at the organizations like that, the Jets, the Raiders, you know, some of these teams, they just do things over and over again that you take a look at from a distance and you say, okay, well, that's probably a good thing to not do. Where New York goes from here, I don't know. But offensively, they've got a lot of problems currently.
Brad, when we think about the Bears in the running game, you know, clearly Swift is playing a lot better, and they're featuring him. He seemed a little bit miffed when he came out of the game. so that Roschon Johnson could go in and get a touchdown. That seems to be their short package. Is Khalil Herbert the forgotten man at this point? How are they looking at that position, and is there a hierarchy to it? And how do you handle a guy that doesn't like coming out in the short yardage?
Well, you feed him the ball in other ways, and he had 42, 44 yards on that one screen pass. He got a lot of work. He did get a goal line touchdown, Swift, that is, the one time. I think the hierarchy right now is Swift's the main guy, and Roschon is kind of short yardage and goal line, and maybe they mix him in a series here or there to get him on some base downs, and Herbert's kind of in that third spot. Some people think Herbert's got trade value. I don't think he has a lot of trade value. You know, it's a position where teams can easily replace guys, and I'm not saying he doesn't have talent, but average running backs don't get you a whole lot on the open market, and it wouldn't make sense to deal him right now, in my opinion, because if Swift goes down with a high ankle sprain, what are you going to do then? Now you're down to Roschon and who? So they've got a good situation right now. They're running the ball more effectively. They're getting production from multiple guys, and we've seen how that's benefited the offense as a whole. Should continue to help the play-action passing game. It's coming around for them. They need to keep doing it, and they need to be able to have production against some better defenses as they encounter them. Jacksonville comes in, I think, with the 8th-ranked run defense in the league. So the Jaguars have played the run well. Jacksonville's had a lot of trouble stopping the passing game.
Quickly, Brad, who are we going to hear from today? What's on your agenda?
Ryan Poles is going to speak today, so we'll hear from him, which is something he doesn't do a whole lot in season. Kevin Warren is going to have a chat. And then following the walkthrough, Caleb Williams, Matt Eberflus, and I think they'll probably make a couple other players available. Nice. And then tomorrow they'll have the coordinators chatting, I think offensive position coaches. So really a normal week. You're just in the English countryside.
Cheerio, Bigsy.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune. It's fun.